Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an Arrow Ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a demi-straight girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, witches are asexual.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod!
Mami? Oh, yes, nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just came up with that one off the top of my head. Are you proud of me, Mom?
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Kayla?
Yes, Papa.
Since our last podcast came out, we did something cool.
I know.
Would you like to tell our friends about it?
I would. I was just telling my therapist about it. She told me she was proud of me. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. We, on Monday, so long ago now when you're listening, we did an event at our alma mater, the University of Michigan, for the Spectrum Center, which is like the queer center of events and things at U of M. We did an event. We did a presentation.
Yeah, we did. It was cool. I was there in person. Kayla was there via video.
It was horrifying. You can see the picture on our social media. My face is like giant on the projector, and I look like a minion.
You could have been. Yes, Kayla was dressed like a minion.
Okay, I wasn't. I was wearing black overalls. I was wearing new clothes that I had just gotten. I was very excited about them. I was wearing black overalls and a yellow turtleneck, and I thought I looked great, and no one told me all day, and then
I didn't say you didn't look great. I just said you looked like a minion.
I didn't, because minions have blue overalls.
Well, I couldn't really tell through the camera, to be quite honest.
Well, I knew. Anyway, so we were about to start this presentation, which we were both very nervous for, and then Sarah was like, you look like a minion. And, like, horrifying. I was so sad. But yeah, it was really cool. We'd never done, like, an in-person thing before. There were some of you there that, like, already listen. You might be listening now after you were there.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. For those of you who came, who didn't know who we were ahead of time, and if you're listening
now, why'd
you come? Hi.
Why'd you go there?
A little fun time, but it was really cool because I mean we've had people like email us and message us online and be like, "Thank you for doing the podcast. Like this is it helped me, whatever." But like for the first time, we had people saying that to us in person.
I got so emotional.
Did not know what to do. It wasn't even in person for you. It was like person to screen.
Yeah, but they were still
for
saying
me. It was
it
face to their... face.
Well, but I could see their face, and they were still like saying it to my face.
And so I was like, emotional. "Wow, that's nice." I don't know how to interact with the human.
Yeah, it was very like I didn't know what to say because usually like you guys will email us like very lovely emails, and then we have time to like read it and then get back to you when we're like.
And sometimes we take so long to get back to. We're sorry.
Yes, sorry. There are several emails right now that we need to get back to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just like, it was really cool to hear that in person and like very emotional. And yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. But yeah, the event was for Asexual Awareness Week. The Spectrum Center was doing some fun things. There's another thing that's actually, I think, finishing up right about now as we're recording this, but I couldn't drive all the way there. It's just
But they were doing like three events throughout the week. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super cool. And there were really squishy chairs that I didn't get to sit in. Well, asked me if I wanted to sit in a chair, and then I was like, no, I'm too antsy, I need to stand.
That's fair. Yeah, but the person running of the event was super nice and was
like, they were wonderful.
Very helpful and very wonderful, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And also, Asexuality Awareness Week. By the time this is out, it'll be over.
Yeah.
But I hope everyone felt that everyone was very aware of them last week.
Yeah.
I had a friend message me. I mean, we were already having like a Snapchat conversation. Like, we have a streak, so like we were just sending each other random things. And she was like, I just want you to know I'm really aware of you right now. And I was like, wow, thank you.
Very validating. Very good.
Yeah. My sister also told me she was aware of me. It's great.
Wow, no one's told me they're aware of me, so.
I'm aware of you.
Thank you.
It's still Ace Awareness Week for us, so.
That's true. Thank you. I did wear a flannel today, and my friend, coworker, was like, flannels are for gays. She had said that yesterday, and I was like, well, it's Asexual Awareness Week, so I can wear flannel.
I can do whatever I want.
Do whatever I want.
Yeah, and for the presentation, I wore the Aeroace shirt that you gave me.
I know. It was very exciting.
It was festive.
It was festive. What else? It hasn't happened for us yet, but it will have happened for you, as Avon started a blog recently, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And we're on it. Not yet for us, but yes for you.
Well,
so
we've sent them things to put on it.
Yeah,
it just hasn't
been published yet. It was a nice, like, Q&A. And in the beginning of the week, they're talking to their staff. I'm not sure who else they talk to, because for us it hasn't happened yet. But check that out.
But yeah, and we posted some nice little sound bites this week that are festive for Asexual Awareness Week.
Yes.
We're really hopping on the train here.
I hope it was good for everyone. I know some people in our Discord were talking about how Ace Awareness Week can sometimes be hard, like Pride Week is. We're like, for some reason, the only 2 weeks out of the year that people realize ace people are real is the only 2 weeks we're like really trying to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you didn't run into too many aphobes.
And sometimes when we make ourselves more apparent, you get more pushback from the AFOMs, and that sucks. So I hope that didn't happen to anyone.
Yeah. But if it did, we're here for you, our small community. Mm-hmm. I hope the week was good for you overall. Lots of exciting stuff happened.
Yes. So, Kayla.
Yes.
This week, for this week's podcast. All right, here's the deal. This episode is going to come out the Sunday before Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we talked about sexy Halloween costumes. And this year, I was like, what should we talk about for, you know, Halloween? Let's do something thematic and fun. So I looked up asexual Halloween and came up with basically nothing. Just some people arguing about whether Halloween is like ace or anti-ace. I don't know. But here's the thing. I think it's time for aces, specifically female aces, but just like aces in general, you're all welcome. A-spec folks, you're all welcome. It's time for us to take back Halloween, because I think our real roots are amongst witches and, to a certain extent, skeletons.
Oh, you didn't tell me that one.
No.
Was that supposed to be a surprise?
No, it's just I have more to say about witches.
Okay, well, the skeletons really were a surprise. Yeah. I mean, this is all a surprise to me. Sarah, I got home from therapy because I am a self-care queen. And I was like, Sarah, let me eat a snack and then we can record. And then in the time where I was eating my pretzels and hummus, Sarah was like, I think witches are asexual. And then she was like, okay, I'm ready to record. Are you ready yet? So I really have no idea what's going on for the most part here.
I, like, got pretty excited, and I took down some notes.
Pretty standard for episodes, I think, is you handle the content, and I
react.
Am here.
Yes. Okay. So, then I was like, okay, aces are witchy.
Why, you said this to me, too. What about aces do you think is inherently witchy?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm gonna skip over why I think that for a second.
Okay.
And then
fine.
In a second I'll explain it. So
my cat is here. How witchy. It's my familiar.
How witchy. Hi, Billet. So I was like, okay, so then I just Googled the word witches. As this one does. And I found this article that was released today on theconversation.com, which the tagline for this website is academic rigor, journalistic flair.
Jesus.
And this is an article called Most Witches Are Women Because Witch Hunts Were All About Persecuting the Powerless. And I was like, sounds like ace women. And so I was reading this article, and I think witches are, in a lot of ways, definitely very connected to the ace experience, specifically the female ace experience. Okay, are you ready?
Well, can we talk about witches in general first?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, because it's not like the topic of witches as like a historical or a commentary topic is new.
No.
Like, and
there's a lot of different understandings of what witches are.
Yeah, because I know, like, I'm pretty sure our U of M, our college, had a whole class about witches. And it was, like, in the women's studies major about, like, talking about, like, why were women, like, persecuted during this time? And, like, what else can we learn about it? And, like, looking at the stereotype of what a witch is. Like, what can we learn about, like, how people treat women? Any of that. Yeah. So I just wanted to, like, lay that as the groundwork of, like, I think there's already a lot of, like, interesting cultural stuff going on with the imagery of witches and, like, why we call women witches sometimes.
Yes. And, I mean, at the beginning of this, they were talking about, like, when powerful men say it's, like, a witch hunt, you know, it's kind of problematic. Relevant. But, okay, so the two understandings of witches that I'm kind of focusing on here in my argument that I am kind of sort of creating on the spot is that so the first idea is think of like your standard American idea of what a witch is, like a woman with a pointy hat with a cauldron and like a flying broomstick.
Okay? Oh, I have even more than that.
What? Give me more.
Green.
Green.
Big nose with like a mole, with a mole or a wart.
Yeah.
Usually like ugly and old.
They have a cat, probably.
They have a cat.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Those type of people, those witches, are like undesirable women. But I think they're living their best lives. Listen, female friendships, witches hang out with each other. Witches have a good time. I assume they probably, like, curse men who pursue them romantically. That sounds like a good time. Sounds super ace. I just think that we're viewing these witches as, like, oh, they're horrible. But I think, honestly, witches are pretty pleased with their lives.
That is an interesting way to look at it. Because I think, I feel like I've read stuff about how, like, when women actors get old, like, the only thing that they can play is, like, a grandmother or a witch. And how it's, like, really offensive. And it is that, like, old men get to have good roles and old women don't. But, like, I think, like, people inherently see witches, at least that kind, as, like, very unsexual. And they take it as, like, an
like
insult.
A bad thing.
Yeah, like an insult. And I think in some cases it definitely can be.
Yeah.
Because, like, in general, we shouldn't be desexualizing older women just because they're older.
Just because they're older, yeah.
But I do think that there is a positive way to look at it.
Yeah. Like, imagine just being, like, this woman who, like, curses men and rides around on the on a broomstick in the sky at night with her friends.
That sounds rad.
That, did you say bad or rad?
Rad.
Wow. What year is it?
You know.
But yes. Yes. Like, to me, that seems very ace. Like, female friendship, like, who the fuck cares about, like, romantic relationships? Like, other people may not understand your lifestyle. They may look down on it. They may think that you're probably, like, sad and angry, but actually kind of having a good time.
You know what makes me think of?
What?
The Scarlet Letter. For some reason, you're gonna get there?
Yeah.
Whoa, we're so connected. We're so in love. See, why would I even need to do research?
I was thinking of The Crucible.
Oh, wait, was I thinking?
The Crucible, I was thinking of The Scarlet Letter. Yeah. Either way, I think they both definitely have a connection to what I'm gonna say. Okay. Moving forward.
Okay. I'll let you. Fine, I'll just sit here. God.
So moving forward to the other idea of witches is the idea of, like, Salem witch trials, witch hunts, burning witches at the stake, which this article from theconversation.com, I was reading it and I was like, yeah, this checks out. So they were talking about the person who wrote this article, who Bridget Marshall, who is an associate professor of English at the University of Massachusetts Lowell. And she apparently teaches a class about, like, the witch trials. And she's talking about how, like, most of the people found guilty of witchcraft were women. And she references a book by Carol F. Carlson, which was called The Devil in the Shape of a Woman.
Ooh,
and I was
that's
like,
a fun title.
I feel like that really encapsulates what the issue with witches are, because, like, as she goes on to explain in this article, like, the Salem witch trials involved a very religious Puritan community, and as she says in this article, she says, quote, "The Puritans thought women should have babies, raise children, manage household life, and model Christian subservience to their husbands. Recalling even her sinful apple, Puritans also believed that women were more likely to be tempted by the devil," unquote. So, people who were viewed as witches were people who stepped outside of that. People who didn't have babies, didn't raise children, didn't manage household life. And so they become, like, non-traditional women. They become devils, mm-hmm. because they... You know, people come after them because they don't give men what they want. They don't be these subservient people. They don't have kids. They don't blah, 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 blah. Ace.
I feel like, those women would be called, like, spinsters or whatever. Like, women yes. who, like, never get
like
married.
Like, old cat ladies, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like the image of a spinster or an old cat lady is, like, very similar to the image we have of witches. And, like...
Yes,
I feel like
so.
Often people who are, like, called spinsters are also, like, thought of as kind of witchy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So then... goes on to say, like, quote, "When women stepped outside of their prescribed roles, they became targets," unquote. This one woman was Mary Webster, was married without children and relied on neighborly charity to survive. She was not meek and graceful enough for the alms she received. She developed a reputation for being unpleasant. I don't know, sounds like a badass to me. She was accused of witchcraft in 1683 when she was around 60. They claim she worked with the devil to bewitch local livestock. And then they said she was not guilty. And then a few months later, one of her neighbors fell ill. And they blamed her and attempted to hang her.
Jesus Christ.
But then Mary Webster survived the attempted execution.
Oh, boy.
An icon. But here's the thing. I just think it's very much like, okay... these are the types of women that threaten men because they are, you know, stepping out of line, as in an ace person. Now, this article continues to go on to talk about how it also went the other way around. Like, if, and this is where we kind of come to the Scarlet Letter and also the Crucible, as like, oh wow, I forgot to breathe.
Oh, so excited about witches.
Classic. This is where it gets to the Scarlet Letter and the Crucible, in that, like, also, if you're too, like, sexual, you're also seen as, like, you're a witch. Like what crabby old men might call loose women, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And a lot of the people who accused people of being witches in Salem, or just in New England at this time, were other women. My guess is because those women felt threatened because these other women were stepping out of line, whether in the fact that they were stepping out of line as, like, I'm not gonna have kids, or, like, stepping out of line as, like, I want to fuck some men and have a good time.
Yeah, I feel like they're, like, I don't know, like, jealous that these women were, like, having a freer lifestyle, mm-hmm. and they probably, like, subconsciously really wanted that, and so the only mm-hmm. way to, like, deal with that feeling was to, like, turn it into hatred.
Yes. And it really goes down to this whole broader issue of, like, women going after women for which, and benefiting the patriarchy and doing so, and blah, blah, blah. But what conclusion I came to was that I think Halloween can really be a place where aces, and but also, like, women and men and anyone who wear sexy Halloween costumes can really come together, because we are both rebelling against the status quo, against what is expected of us, especially if we're women, against men in a lot of cases, and Halloween is a celebration of this, whether you're a witchy ace woman or a sexy Waluigi.
Wow, that was a real throwback.
Yeah.
I agree,
I'm just saying, I think the two groups should come together and embrace Halloween and say fuck you to all of these people who think you can define what we can and can't do.
I mean, it's very true, because I think with both the, like, whether you're, like, a quote-unquote prudy witch or, like, a loose witch, or if you're, like, a modest dresser or, like, a sexy dresser on Halloween, both of the cases are, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
Because if you're a girl that dresses sexy on Halloween, people, like, slut-shame you, but they also expect you to be that way. But then they also don't like when people are conservative.
Right.
So it's like, if we all just, like, stood up for each other, it would be fine.
I think witchy women are real allies to the ace community. I think some of them may be ace themselves. I think they're very representative of ace women. Now, to jump quickly to skeletons.
Well, what if I had more witch thoughts?
Oh, I only have, like, one skeleton thought. We can really jump back at any time.
Oh, boy, okay.
So skeletons are, like, seen as heartless because they literally don't have hearts.
I mean, I guess I've just never thought about a skeleton like that.
They don't have, like, brains or, like, they're just skeletons.
I guess.
And that sounds like an analogy aloes would make to aces. So I think we should reclaim the skeleton.
Interesting.
What were you going to say about witches?
Oh, I was just going to say the conversation reminded me of, like, sirens, which I feel like we've hypothesized that sirens are ace before. Have we talked about this?
Yeah. I remember talking about it, but I don't remember what we said.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day for some reason, and I think either what we said or what my stance is now is that because sirens were luring men to their death, they were, like, being all sexy just to kill them, and I was like, that's quite ace. Not that, like, I don't want to put the stereotype on ace people that we're just going around murdering, but...
Yeah, or, like, leading people on, but...
But... could be... So, I don't know, I feel like that reminds me of that.
Yeah. Listen, I got through that really fast because I got, like, pretty excited.
What else is new?
The last sentence of this article says, quote, "Women were both the victims and the accused in this terrible American history, casualties of a society created and controlled by powerful men." Unquote. Listen.
I'm listening.
Ace women? Promiscuous women? Promiscuous, oh, whatever. That song's about.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying Halloween is ours. That's all.
Both ace women and promiscuous women?
Yeah, Halloween is
ours. And people who are both?
Yeah. It's ours now.
Oh, alright. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, so take that. Ace-back folks, it's ours now, so tell your friends.
I do like this reclaiming, because I feel like it could be seen as negative of, like, because people are like, oh, witches are gross, and, like, no one would want them anyway, so of course they're ace. But it's like, no.
Witches are cool. These
are very powerful ladies who have magic powers, first of all. Like, hello. Yeah. Who are just, like, living their lives. I've never seen a witch... I've never seen a portrayal of a witch when she was, like, in a romantic relationship. Except for, like, Disney movies.
Or, like, Harry Potter, but that's a very different understanding
of what a witch is. That's different, like, type of... I mean, like... Like, I feel like teen Disney, like, TV movies.
Yeah, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, but that's, like, also a different kind of witch, I think.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
I like this. What are some other Halloween characters that we think are ace?
The Ghostbusters.
Have you seen the Ghostbusters?
I've only seen the all-female reboot.
Okay, because in the original Ghostbusters, there's this very weird scene where this man has a very, like, weird sexual encounter with a spirit lady.
Mm.
Which doesn't mean he's not ace, but...
Yeah, I just...
don't know if I buy that one.
I think that the Ghostbusters should be ace.
Yeah, as if people didn't hate the all-female reboot enough. Is that not enough for you?
Well, I mean, in that reboot, like, they just had Chris Hemsworth around because he was hot. He was so stupid.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, I don't know.
What are your stances? What's your stance on ghosts?
That's a vague statement. What is my stance on ghosts? Like, do I think they exist?
Well, yeah, okay. We can go there first of all, but I meant like sexuality wise.
Oh, like ghosts are gay. I think all ghosts are queer.
Why?
It just seems right. I think that they all have kind of different sexualities. I think a lot of them have very fluid sexualities because they themselves are also very fluid because they're ghosts.
But ghosts
are queer.
But what about if, like, so ghosts are just, like, the spirits of people who died. So yeah. If a straight person dies...
they cannot become a ghost.
Oh my god.
Straight people cannot become ghosts. Only queer people can become ghosts.
But see, a lot of people say that ghosts happen when people have unfinished business. So the straight people...
Yeah, that sounds like queer people to me.
Well, yeah, but so do straight people not have unfinished business, or they just don't get the privilege of finishing
They don't
business?
Get the privilege. If they want to deal with their unfinished business, they get turned into a slug.
See, but this, I mean, I don't want to, like, not all straight people here, but, like, it seems like we're punishing the nice people for, like, because of people like Trump, you know?
Listen, I'm just saying... especially all since ghosts it's are like, queer, I don't make
not
the ghost
a choice,
rules.
Which we preach.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel and it's not a choice whether you. It's not a choice whether you become a ghost or not either.
I know. I just feel bad that these people didn't choose to be straight, and then they don't get to be a ghost.
I mean, you're making being a ghost sound like super cool. I think there are definitely some also really cool options for the afterlife that aren't ghosts.
I know, but what if they really wanted to be a ghost?
They could take it up with the ghost master.
What's your like ideal afterlife situation? What, like, mystical? I'm talking. We don't need to get wild.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Like, do you want to be a ghost or like a demon or like a skeleton?
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, the options of, like, a zombie, you know, undead situations.
Right. I don't think I would want to be undead because they just kind of lose control of their brain.
And... well, it depends on what kind of zombie you're talking about. Depending on the franchise, there's a lot of zombie options.
That's true. And I just watched Zombieland 2. And
oh, was it
in
good?
Zombieland 2, was it good?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. My dad said it was not horrible, but the first one was better, which from him is, like, a pretty good review.
Have you seen the first one? Yeah, watched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they talk about how, over time, the zombies evolved, and now there's four different types of zombies.
Oh, see, this is interesting.
And there's, like, the super stupid ones, who are called homers.
Oh, no.
And then there's, like, some other ones, and there's, like, the really smart ones that are, like, really hard to kill. So... but still, I wouldn't want to risk it with that, to be honest.
So what would you want to be?
I think I would either want to be a ghost or, like, a skeleton sort of thing. Because I feel like they kind of get to control what they do. Like, they're like, what are the rules of being a ghost? Like,
see, that's what I'm wondering. Because some people, the thing with ghosts is, like, they have to finish their business. Or, like, they have to be trapped where they have some baggage.
I wouldn't want to do that. If I could travel freely, I think it would be cool to be a ghost.
I don't think ghosts get to travel freely, though.
I guess it depends who you ask.
I guess. My philosophy on ghosts, though, is I don't think they get to.
Interesting. What about just, like, skeletons? I'm looking at my two skellies. They're in love.
Skeletons, I think, could move because they didn't turn into ghosts, so they don't have... what are you doing? Stop. The cat. Stop being spooky. It's not for
I thought you were talking to me, and I was like, I'm taking a sip of my beverage.
How dare you? Ow! Oh my god, this bitch. What was I saying? Oh yeah, okay, so skeletons, so obviously, if a... oh my god, I'm gonna kill you. Obviously... listen. obviously, trying to be really serious about ghosts and skeletons right now. If someone dies and they don't become a ghost, then obviously they didn't have unfinished business or someone mm-hmm. to haunt. So they mm-hmm. must be, like, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can, if they don't become something else, like a demon or an angel or whatever, then they get to mm-hmm. be a skeleton.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they're, like, chilling. They don't have unfinished business. Right. They can, once they dig themselves up, probably travel however the far they can get and go wherever.
And they can't feel pain because they have nerve. They don't have nerves.
That's true.
So they can just, like, run over rocks. Now, here's my question. So, you can become a ghost, which is, like, the spirit. You yep. could become a skeleton, which is, like, the physical skeleton. What mm-hmm. about, like, the organs and the skin and the muscle and the sinew? I said it right that time. Sinew?
Well, those that disintegrate stuff. And go into the well, earth.
Here's my idea.
Okay.
The spirit goes, like, you. There are three options. You either become a spirit, like a mm-hmm. ghost, mm-hmm. you become a skeleton, or all of your, like, squishy parts of your body just, like, amalgamate into a blob, and that comes to life.
I don't like
this option. Like a blobfish.
I don't like this. Are you telling me that every blobfish is a dead person?
Yeah.
I don't like this at all. This is the spookiest one of the bunch.
Spooky as heck.
I don't like that.
And nothing to do with asexuality, but I just got excited.
What about jack-o'-lanterns, like personified ones? What's their deal?
They just die, though. They, like, collapse and then they smell bad, especially if it's warm out.
That's fair.
Like, they're not immortal. They just die.
Yeah.
So, that's my hot take, but I do not believe in ghosts in real life, so.
I don't know, just I have a complicated, I feel like I might, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this. Why do you feel that way?
Do you watch
too much BuzzFeed Unsolved?
I do watch a lot of BuzzFeed Unsolved, though I'm not up to date on this current season. It's actually BuzzFeed Supernatural, actually, the ghost one, aww. So correct yourself, please. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's not a reason for them. I have no reason to, like, definitively say they don't exist, you know?
What do you think happens when we die?
I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on your situation. Like, okay. I really do think that it's possible. Like, I don't even know if it's so much ghosts I believe in as, like, energies.
Okay.
And, like, because I don't feel like I believe in, like, someone's going to appear and you're going to, like, see them in, like, yeah. a ghostly form.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the idea of, like, energies or, like, I've heard a lot of people of, like, seeing signs from, like, dead relatives and stuff when certain stuff happens.
Okay.
And, like, I don't know. I have no reason to believe that that's not possible.
All right.
Like, I understand it's out there and that probably a lot of people disagree with me, but, like, it makes...
Well, nothing's definitive.
Well, yeah, but it's...
You don't know anything for sure.
It's more interesting for me to believe that it's true because it's just, like, I mean, it's just more interesting. I think it leaves more options open.
Okay. My stance is that I just have no idea what happens when we die.
I mean, that's fair. I think
other than that our bodies decay.
Maybe I don't so much believe in ghosts as, like, hope they're real.
Okay.
And so,
and
like,
you hope they're all queer.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I think I just, like, don't know what happens because, like, none of us really do. I like to believe that's true.
If you could haunt one living person, just
anyone?
One.
Okay, what do we mean by haunt? Back it up.
Fuck with them.
Okay, so I'm, like, not good haunting, because I think there is good haunting.
What's the difference? Haunting is haunting.
Well, I know, but I think a ghost could, like, be with someone in a comforting way, like, protecting them, mm-hmm. and then you could, like, fuck with someone.
Okay. I think I would haunt, now my instinct is, like, I would haunt Donald Trump.
I was thinking that.
But then I was like, you know what? I kind of want to haunt Ivanka Trump.
Interesting. Tell me more.
I initially was like, maybe Melania, but I was like, no. I want to haunt Ivanka Trump into giving up all of her father's secrets.
Wow. Okay.
Because here's the thing. Don Jr. and whatever the fuck his other son's name is, not Baron, the older one, they have no souls.
They're in too deep.
They're in too deep. I think Ivanka is in very deep, but I think Ivanka's pretty smart. I would say Tiffany Trump, but I don't think she knows anything.
I think of all of the children, Ivanka is the only one I think that could turn.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely, but I think it's she maybe has the capacity, which is why I would haunt Ivanka Trump.
I like this.
Who would you haunt?
I kind of like the idea of haunting you.
Oh!
Because I just feel like there's a lot of possibilities there.
But then you would see all the weird things I do when I'm alone.
Okay, Sarah, we lived together for a long time. I've seen a lot.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of really good opportunities there to fuck with you.
Like, how often do you talk to yourself when you're alone?
Not as often as you do.
Yeah. And I would feel like that was infringed upon, and I would feel uncomfortable with
my ghost. You wouldn't know.
What if you just started talking back one day?
I mean, also, I feel like ghosts don't haunt 24/7. They've got to have other stuff
to do. That's true. Like, work laws. You cannot work 24/7.
No, that's very true.
Like, they have unions. Yeah. So.
And, yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't be with you all the time because I would get bored.
Yeah.
But okay. I do think there's a lot of good possibilities there.
Okay. Good. If you could haunt one place, what would you haunt?
Ooh. I would haunt... How is my square footage? Like, how big of a place are we talking?
Either a building or, like, a place that has, bounds.
Yeah. I would be a theater ghost.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I would like to be a theater ghost because I feel like they get, like... People in theater are very superstitious, so I would get a lot of respect.
Mm-hmm, you would.
People would, like, talk about me and talk to me. Right. They'd probably give me gifts and offerings and free shows.
What do you want as an offering?
I'd like just, like, a little, like, shrine.
Okay.
Or maybe people, like, on their opening night in the show, they, like, do a little ritual with the ghost of the theater.
Okay, that'd be nice.
I'd like that.
I think if I were a ghost and I could haunt one place, I would want to haunt a train station or an airport, but not like Grand Central Station. Like, I would want to haunt, like, a big train station, but not a giant train station. So it's big enough that there's, like, a lot of people going in and out, but small enough that, like, there are quiet times when, like, you might be the only one around or there might only be a couple people around and I could really freak you out.
That's horrifying. See, I want to be a nice ghost. You seem like you're being a mean ghost.
I could also, like, support people who are, like, crying on a train.
Or if they, like, lose their luggage, you could find it for them.
You could help them find it.
I like mine better.
I think I'm just so lawful neutral as a person in my real life.
I don't agree with that. I don't.
That I'm lawful neutral?
You're
what
not.
Do you think I am?
You're chaotic something.
I'm not, though.
You are.
When it comes down to it, I'm lawful as heck.
I don't know.
I'm lawful neutral. I'm just so, like, lawful neutral and rule abiding in my real life that I think when given the opportunity to cause a little chaos and wreak havoc in a way that's, like, would freak people out but isn't necessarily, like, harmful.
Do you think, like, you actually would, though? Would you allow yourself, even as a ghost, do you think you would be able to allow yourself to cause havoc?
Minor havoc.
Because, like, to me, I don't even know if you would do that.
I think it would be, like, fun chaos. Like, not, like, I'm gonna, like, this person is holding an urn with their mother's ashes in it, and I'm gonna smash it on the ground.
That makes sense, though, because you're just trying to free their mother's ghost.
Oh, that's true. But as long as their mother was queer. But,
oh my god.
I just think that if I'm answering to no one and
are answering to someone. There's the union, Sarah.
Yeah, but the union doesn't have laws. The only laws are just, like, workplace, like...
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, you do answer to the union. You pay your dues.
Well, yeah, but there are definitely ghosts doing much worse stuff than me.
I mean, probably, but I'm just saying, you're not totally
free. I would be a pretty tame ghost.
What if that's not okay, though? What if that's against the rules?
Run a coup?
Interesting.
You know me, I'm a big leader of movements.
Yeah, big into coups.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This episode got weird.
This one really did happen, huh?
I hope you enjoyed it, even though the second half had nothing to do with asexuality.
Well, you know.
Halloween. Witches are ace.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tea. Okay, what's our poll this week?
Well, I think it should be, are witches asexual?
Mm-hmm.
I also want people to tell us what our alignment is.
Interesting. Okay. I feel very strongly that I am lawful neutral.
I don't have a strong opinion about myself, but I don't think that... I think you're chaotic something.
Chaotic
what? Or at least that you lean chaotic. Maybe chaotic neutral.
No.
I don't know.
When it comes down to it, I am only chaotic in... confined situations where it's not going to cause any harm.
I think we're thinking of chaotic in different ways.
How are you thinking of chaotic?
I don't know, just like chaotic energy. You have chaotic energy.
But I might have chaotic energy, but I don't mean to cause chaos. People who are chaotic as their defining factor of their alignment is...
Okay, yeah, okay, no, here's the thing. It's because the alignment chart is supposed to be like a moral alignment, and I'm thinking of it more as a personality thing.
Yeah, I think that's your problem.
Well, I want people to tell us what our alignment is for personality. I don't need someone to tell me what... I know, but I don't need someone to tell me what my morals are. I want someone to tell us what our personalities are.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm lawful neutral.
Not by personality, but sure.
Okay. All right. Cool. What is your beef and juice?
My beef... is last night I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I couldn't fall back asleep. It was very annoying, but I did draft some really good tweets in the middle of the night.
Classic.
They went out today. They were really good. Sarah didn't like them.
I liked the tweet anyway.
I know you did. I almost called you out for it, and then I didn't. I don't know. That's my main one.
Okay. Juice?
Juice.
Was the juice that you drafted tweets?
That's a good one. Come back to me.
Okay. My beef is very sad news. The golden ratio dogs.
Well,
we
this is right.
Lost my one true boyfriend. Riley died. He had been dealing with, like, kidney failure for a very long time, and eventually he just kind of stopped eating. I haven't listened to the podcast episode where they talked about it yet, but based off of the tweet, it sounds like they had to put him down.
Just because
he wasn't eating. Like, he's not, you know, it's not going to go well. Other beef, mental breakdowns. I think they're bad. I know that's a hot take, but.
Sarah sent me a very wild snap story in the middle of the night the other night.
It was not that late. It was like 10:30 or 11:30.
I was off my phone by the time they were coming in. And it was a journey.
Yeah. Mental breakdown.
Of her having a mental breakdown. It was there was a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
I tweeted a tweet and then deleted it.
Yeah.
Oh, also, beef. Last week, we were talking about what we listen to when we're, like, doing work. I was talking about indie music, but I forgot to mention Irish folk music.
Oh, my God.
Jigs and Reels. There's a really good Jigs and Reels Spotify playlist. Anyway. Okay, my juice this week is kind of juicy and beefy. It's a pretty juicy beef. It is the book Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow. So last week I talked about how Ronan Farrow and John Lovett got engaged and how it was announced in Ronan Farrow's book. And I read Ronan Farrow's book and it was really good. So he is the Pulitzer Prize winning journalist who basically revealed the whole Harvey Weinstein sexual assault and harassment thing. And the book is all about that. And dude, shit is fucked. Like, the book reads like a thriller. And, like, Ronan himself acknowledges that certain things happen that, like, you would think only happens in movies, but, like, it actually happened. And it's been checked by the New Yorker fact checkers. So, like, it's real. And it makes it all that much more poignant because, as I said, shit is fucked. Because there was so much, like, institutional shit stopping him from reporting on this. Like, rich, powerful men can get away with almost anything. Like, everyone was a double agent for Harvey Weinstein. It was crazy. They can get away with anything, whether it's, like, on the down low or, like, an open secret, except, like, Harvey Weinstein was, like, an open secret, or it's just straight out in the open, like, one President Donald Trump. Shit's fucked. But I'm very grateful to Ronan and everyone who pushed for this and all the women who came forward at great personal risk, and also Sleeper 1973, who Ronan still doesn't know the identity of, but she's an icon, certified icon.
Wow.
Beef is that, like, this all happened.
That's fair.
Juice is that the book is really good, and although it makes you feel, like, awful about the state of things, it also makes you feel kind of hopeful. I think everyone should read the book.
Wow.
So, there's that.
I thought of some more things.
Okay.
Like, I have another beef that's when people, but actually, or, like, well, actually, I don't appreciate that, specifically from men. Mm-hmm. Juice. Recently, my coworkers have started getting into doing the New York Times crossword puzzle during lunchtime, and it's become a very big thing. Very dramatic. None of us can ever go back to work until we finish it, which really is hindering productivity, but it just needs to happen.
Especially later in the week, because they get harder, right?
Yeah, today's was harder. Well, my one coworker has a subscription, so she does a lot of them at home by herself and then brings in the hard ones for us.
I see.
But yeah, it was very hard today. Another beef is I ordered the wrong phone case on Amazon. Now I have to order it again.
So hard.
I know. Those are my things.
Okay. Well, you can tell us about your beef, your juice, participate in our polls. Tell me about your thoughts about the book Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow. on our at Sounds Fake Pod everywhere. Twitter, all the places. Also, I'm at Costielli, just as a reminder.
We know, bitch.
Kayla, would you like to advertise yourself?
No.
Okay. We also have a Patreon if you want to support us there. Patreon.com/soundsfakepod. Last week, we did post the video of us playing the game. It was wild. Our $2 patrons are Keith McBlain, Roxanne, Alice's in Space, Anonymous, Mariah Walter, Jonathan, Christopher T. Verdiri, Patrick Jackson, Andrew Yang, Ninny, Courtney Jones, Eric B., Amanda Gentinen, and Maddie. Welcome, Maddie.
Hello,
thank you for supporting us. Our $5 patrons are Jennifer Smart, Estreetha Vinicota, Austin Landry, Finney, Perry Farrow, D, Megan Rowell, Quinn Pollock, Emily Collins, Tim, Ryan Luzietti, Book Marvel, and Changeling MX.
Boo.
Oh, okay. Our $10 patrons are Kevin and Tessa at Dirty Uncle Kevin at Tessa_M_K. Arknuts, who'd like to promote Trevor Project. Benjamin Ibarra, who'd like to promote Tabletop Games. Anonymous, who'd like to promote Halloween. Spoopy. Sarah McCoy, who'd like to promote Podcast from a Planet Weird. And my Aunt Jeannie, who would like to promote Christopher's Haven. Our $15 patrons are Nathaniel White, NathanielJWhiteDesigns.com. My mom, Julie, who would like to promote Free Mom Hugs. Sarah Jones, who is at Eternal Lolly Everywhere. And Dragonfly, who, guess what? Dragonfly this week is going to promote Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow.
Wow.
I'm invested in this book. It was really good.
I believe you.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of Us in Your Ears.
Until then, take good care of your skeletons.